The first reading this morning is from Isaiah 60, verses 1 and 2. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of God has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the people. But God will arise upon you, and God's glory will appear over you. The second reading is from the Quran 24:35. God is the light of the heavens and the earth. The parable of God's light is a niche wherein is a lamp. The lamp is in a glass. The glass is as a shining star kindled from a blessed olive tree, neither of the east nor of the west. Its oil would well nigh shine forth, even if no fire had torched it. Light upon light, God guides unto God's light, whomsoever God will. And God sets forth parables for humankind, and God is knower of all things. Christian scripture this morning is from John 1, 1 through 14, the Scholar's Version. In the beginning there was the divine word and wisdom. The divine word and wisdom was there with God, and it was with what God was. It was there with God from the beginning. Everything came to be by means of it, and without it, not one thing that exists came to be. In it was life. And this life was the light of humanity. Light was shining in the darkness, and darkness did not master it. There appeared a man sent from God named John. He came to testify about the light, so everyone would believe through him. He was not the light. He came only to testify about the light. Genuine light, the kind that enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. Although it was in the world, and the world came to be through it, the world did not recognize it, and it came to its own place. But its own people were not receptive to it. But to all who did embrace it, to those who believed in it, it gave the right to become children of God. They were born not from blood, not from physical desire, not from male desire. They were born out of God. The divine word and wisdom became human and resided among us. We have seen its glory, glory appropriate to a father's only son, brimming with generosity and truth.
I've been following the lectionary texts for the past few months, and the lectionary text for this week is actually about Mary, But we celebrated Mary last week, so we thought we'd reflect on a text that's used for Christmas Day, since we never have church on Christmas Day. It's the text of John 1, 1 through 14. And it is a creation story. It's the story of light. In the very beginning was divine word and wisdom. And it comes into the world as light. Light comes into the world. And that is Christmas. What is Christmas? It's the celebration that the divine light has come into the world. The world in all of its darkness has received light. The Christmas carol, "What Child Is This?" knows about it. "Why lies he in such mean estate, where ox and ass are feeding?" The world in all of its darkness and all of its blindness and meanness has received light. And it is to this mean estate, to this common life, to this unheralded place that light comes. All of the world is created by divine word and wisdom, and so one would think that all of the world would know its creator, but it does not. The light comes into the world, but the world knows it not. Why? Why can't the world know this? Why isn't it automatic? Why doesn't everyone see and receive the light? Well, sometimes the light is just too bright. It shows too much. It reveals too much. The light shines in dark corners, and there are things we would rather not have revealed. Secrets we carry, dark thoughts we harbor, the meanness of our own lives. So if the light comes into my world, I will be exposed. I will be revealed. And all of the work that I've done, building up my image, creating my persona, crafting my rationale, justifying my existence, will be exposed for the artificial construct it is. According to the text, genuine light, the kind that enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. Although it was in the world, and the world came to be through it, the world did not recognize it. It came to its own place, but its own people were not receptive to it. The light is too bright. Now, the light does nothing more than show what's really there. It shows what divine word and wisdom created and loved. But the love is too strong, the light's too bright, and our world is too small. We're afraid of light. We're afraid that if the light shines in our darkness, who we are will be exposed and we will not be loved. If people really knew who I am, I would not be loved, we say to ourselves. Maybe it's true. But the point is, not what people think. The divine light is what's coming into the world. The divine light comes from the divine word and wisdom which created this world and created each of us, you and I. The divine word and wisdom that comes into the world is not our enemy. The divine word and wisdom loves us. We are made of it. We are made of light and love. Sadly, we've listened too often to those who have imagined divine word and wisdom, God, if you like a judge. Well, it's true that God is a judge, but the judgment is not eternal punishment, rejection, and condemnation. We've done enough of that already to ourselves and to others. The judgment is of light, which is life, which is love. The light that shines in our darkness does not shine to condemn. It shines to transform. And it takes a big risk to trust that, to believe that. It takes radical trust to allow light to shine in our dark corners. But only when we allow that light to shine in our dark places can we see what's really true about ourselves and about our world. Truth needs no justification, no rationalization, no scheming, no planning, no image building. It just is. Truth needs no manipulation. It needs no lobbyists. It needs no propaganda machine. It requires no threats or bribes. It only needs a witness. And here's the part that's hard. Here is the part that requires trust. It's the part that requires faith. That is to trust that the light will not kill us. The light may expose every pretension that we have about ourselves and our tribe and our country and our church and whatever identity we have. The light that comes into the world, the genuine light that enlightens everyone, will most certainly make us vulnerable. But it won't kill us. It will give us life. It's scary. And that's why the text reads that people were not receptive to it. Fear is a powerful emotion. It is a helpful emotion. Fear is a basic instinct for survival. If we aren't afraid when we should be, we are lunch for our predator. But there comes a time when we are afraid out of instinct, or because we've been told to be afraid, or perhaps because previous experience taught us to be afraid, that the fear is no longer helpful. And the fear then serves to keep in the dark parts of ourselves that we no longer need to keep in the dark. We think we're protecting ourselves, but really we're just refusing to live life, refusing the truth of others and of ourselves, and we're refusing to love. Life is not our enemy. Light comes from God, divine word and wisdom. And we have been created out of it, and we are loved deeply. When we realize the goodness of light, it can help us alleviate our own fear. We don't have to be afraid of that any longer. We can let light shine in our dark corners because the light comes from divine word and wisdom, and divine word and wisdom loves us. The message of fear is strong. It grows like mold in darkness. It says to be afraid of people who look different than you do. Build up walls and keep them out. Build up our defenses. Attack first and just in case. And all of that fear thrives in the dark. Now, I love the dark, and there are times when we need the dark. I find the dark healing during times of grief. In the words of Robert Frost, I am well acquainted with the night, and I'm protected by the dark. Or in the opening words from Paul Simon's Sound of Silence, hello darkness, my old friend, I've come to visit you again. But there does come a time when the light comes in. It does not punish or condemn. The light comes into the world to redeem it. The light comes into the world to love us, to transform us. The light comes into the world to show us what is real. The light comes into the world to delight in us as we are and as we might become. The light comes into the world to heal humanity. So much money, so much energy, so much violence is needed to maintain fear. Truth, on the other hand, only needs a witness. Witnesses, people with integrity and character, do the following three things. They say what they see, they act on what they see, and they say publicly why they acted. That is what light brings into the world. The light brings character. The light was shining in the darkness, and the darkness did not master it. Jesus was born in a time of occupation. According to the Gospels of Matthew and Luke, Jesus was born in a time of violence and darkness, not unlike our own time. Jesus was born among the poor and among the oppressed. He was born among a people bounced around by empire and by villainous, paranoid oligarchs. And the first person who was afraid was Joseph. And it took an angel in a dream to wake him up. Don't be afraid, Joseph. This child in Mary's womb is from Holy Spirit. The child will be a light in the darkness. The child will save us from our sin and from our fear. The child is a gift from divine word and wisdom. The child is a light in our darkness. Don't be afraid, Joseph. Follow the light. And Joseph woke up in more ways than one, and he did it. He followed the angels in his dreams, and he saved the Holy Family, as the story in Matthew shows. And that's why we call him Saint Joseph and have named aspirin after him. Saints are those people who allow the genuine light of divine word and wisdom to shine in their lives and to allow that light to expose the darkness of their fear. And they do that because they care more about divine word and wisdom than the so-called word and wisdom of other people. These saints trust in the source of this light and receive the light as love and then respond with courage. Now, we may not be saints like Joseph and Mary and John the Baptist. We heard from all of them during Advent. But we're not just sinners either. The light is for everyone. The light has come into the world. Notice the present perfect tense. The past action has present consequences, so much so that we can say light is coming into the world. And we can catch a little bit of this light at Christmas. We can receive the light of divine word and wisdom, the light of truth, maybe just a little bit more than we did at this same time last year. Maybe a little more tomorrow and next year. Little by little, our fears can be released. The dark corners can have light shown on them, and we can breathe freely, sighing with liberation, because we're not imprisoned by that darkness any longer. We are free, free in the light to love. And as I see it, that's what Christmas is all about.